Veronica Lukin sees and describes a vision of God the Father in heaven. Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshide.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 17, quote, "And the Antichrist coming is according to the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all wicked deception to those who are perishing. For they have not received the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Therefore, God sends them a misleading influence, that they may believe falsehood, that all may be judged who have not believed the truth, but have preferred wickedness. But we, brethren, beloved of God, are bound to give thanks to God always for you, because God has chosen you as first fruits unto salvation through the sanctification of the Spirit and the belief of the truth. For this purpose he has called you by our preaching to gain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold the teachings which you have learned, whether by word or by letter of ours. And may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and has given us through grace everlasting consolation and good hope, comfort and strengthen your hearts in every good work and word." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on October 6, 1988. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
"Now within the light I can see Our Lady. Oh, she is so beautiful. She is just so beautiful. Words cannot describe her beauty. All I can say is this is something that is not earthly. It's the most heavenly sight that anyone could see. Our Lady has on her white gown with the gold trim all about the edge. And she has the mantle over her head. I very seldom have even seen a wisp of Our Lady's hair. It is so beautiful. Now Our Lady is coming down. She's floating now, and she seems to be standing on the light now. It's created a ball-like effect under her feet, and it's floating her over to Jesus' right side. Now that would be our left side. Now as I'm looking over, I notice that Jesus is in deep conversation with Our Lady. I cannot hear it, just what it is they are saying at this time. It must be confidential. But I will say this, that over on one side, I see a most beautiful light. And in that light, there comes forward a book, a very large book, but it is a Bible. Now Jesus is touching his first finger, to his lips and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And as I'm watching, I notice the pages are turning in the Bible. And Jesus is not a guest that is in observing the Bible. Now Jesus is coming forward. He's about 16 to 20 feet over the statue. He's looking down all about him. He seems very pleased this evening. And now he's touching his lips. Veronica, my child, look up and see and tell me what you see and tell the world what you see high above your head. Oh, I see a most beautiful being, but he's all of light. I know it's the Eternal Father, but I cannot see him in form as Jesus and Our Lady are appearing. He seems to be a beam of all light, but the light itself is so beautiful, it gives you a great feeling of warmth and also a feeling of comfort. Now Jesus is asking me to come down now with him, closer to the crowds about, and look about him. Yes, I can see it, Jesus. Yes, we do have many infirm this evening. You will cure too. Oh, that is just wonderful. I know they'll be very happy. Now Jesus is pointing back up to the circle of light, and he's saying, repeat after me, my child, the words given on the mount. This is the way you must pray to the Eternal Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen. My child, I had you repeat this, even though I know you are having difficulties with your throat this evening. You will be taken care of, my child. Do not be concerned. Now, I ask you to say that prayer because it soon will be forgotten upon earth. The modernists seek to remove it now from the books in the schools. You, my child, will see that this prayer to the Eternal Father is printed up and given out to all the children within your means. Mothers must now take full precedence for their children. In other words, my child, they must be the teachers now. For those who were teachers have given themselves over now to all forms of modernism and pacifying those that are evil in their teachings. They do not stand on their two feet solidly before their bishops, who are doing wrong in the teaching of their children. It will be up to the parents at this time to go forward and be a true parent in the eyes of God by teaching their children at home. And one more prayer must not be forgotten, but our modernists are casting it aside. Repeat this, my child, an act of contrition. Oh my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I confess to all my sins because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell, but most of all, because I love thee, my God, who are all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to confess my sins, to do penance, and to mend my life. Amen.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. How can we protect our families and our homes from all types of disasters, such as fires, earthquakes, storms, hurricanes, and theft? On June 30th, 1984, Jesus said, quote, "Pray and wear your sacramentals, and also, my children, I ask you again to place a crucifix upon your door. Both front and back doors must have a crucifix. I say this to you because there will be carnage within your areas, and this will pass you by if you keep your crucifix upon your doors." Unquote. We have what we call a home protection packet, which contains four crucifixes, a small tube of superadhesive glue, instructions, and testimonies. This home protection packet is available for a donation of $5 plus $3 shipping and handling. Order today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. That's the home protection packet for a donation of $5 plus $3 shipping and handling. In the past week, we had the greatest increase in the number of holy hours before our Lord and the Most Blessed Sacrament since we started this program. The increase last week was 3,432 holy hours for a grand total of 31,460 holy hours before our Lord and the Most Blessed Sacrament. If you will pledge to do one or more holy hours each week before our Lord and the Most Blessed Sacrament for a year, write us here at These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, and we will include your holy hours in the total next week. I ask that you pray that Our Lady of the Roses will be the greatest apparition that has ever occurred in the history of the world. I ask that your holy hours, that you will also pray that we will have many generous donors who will support to help to keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this program these last days. Our Lady talked about a miraculous spring at Bayside, and it will be called the Lourdes of America. On February 10, 1976, Our Lady said, quote, "Yes, there will be a spring upon the grounds of waters for cure. When the time is right, the Eternal Father shall bring the waters up." Unquote. Let us all pray that this miraculous spring will erupt very quickly at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, the directives, miraculous pictures, this radio program, and much more. Visit us at www.tldm.org. Tell your family and friends about it. Our Lady of the Roses Shrine also has an internet site. It's www.roses.org. Also tell your family and friends about this one. On September 14, 1985, Our Lady said, quote, "Like a thief in the night, this chastisement shall come upon you. Are you ready, my children? Have you read and reread the messages from heaven given from the years that go back to 1970? unquote. On December 7, 1978, our Lord said, quote, "You must read and reread the counsel of my mother given in the past. Like a puzzle, many of you seek the answer. All will fall into place and time," unquote. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on October 6, 1988. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of Jesus.
"You see, my child, that also will be cast from the book this coming year. The children are being taught unity, but world unity. The world is striving and fast heading for a one-world religion and also a one-world government. But this will not be a godly government. It will be one of communistic nature. My child and my children, listen to me now. I brought forth Veronica to you this evening, even though she is not well. I tell you, my child, it is urgent to make this sacrifice for mankind. As you well understand from what has transpired the past 2 days, that we were not talking idly in the past message through you. We want the world to know, again, that there was a locution given to my child Veronica, and it talks of this, Sodom and Gomorrah. Does this seem similar to you, my children? Are you not living now among the realms of Sodom and Gomorrah? And what happened to that adulterous city? It was destroyed, just as Babylon the Great shall be destroyed also. Now, my child, there are two who will be cured this evening. To avoid all confusion, I will lead you directly to those whom I wish that you will bless with the crucifix of the shrine of our Blessed Mother. Pray, my child and my children, a constant vigilance of prayer. The world is in its most dire time and subject to bad punishments, my children. I say bad because many will die in the great flame of the wall of redemption, and many will also die when they see what lies ahead of them, as fear will grip their hearts as they run to and fro from their homes, looking for a place of solace, a human word that will give them the courage to face what lies ahead, and that will often be death of the body. My child and my children, accept the words of my mother and my counsel to you throughout the past years. Everything that has been given to you has been given for a reason and will come true. Were it not so, I would tell you this now. Remember, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer. Use no excuses to relieve your family of this obligation to the Eternal Father. And remember again, my children, the two prayers that make the heart rise to heaven. Teach your children, for they will not be taught any longer in the schools. Now, my child, I wish that you take any rose petals available and go to the infirm circle and give out also any available rosaries. My mother and I will stand to the side while you do this. It will be necessary for the cures, my child." Now, Our Lady is pointing over to the sky, and as I look over to where she's pointing, I see great multitudes of people but they're fighting. I know it's some kind of a war going on. Now, their skin is darker, though not black, like in Africa. But they are actually killing each other. And I hear a voice from beyond the sky saying, father against son, mother against daughter. It will be one of the greatest catastrophes that the world has ever seen. That voice came far beyond the sky, as though it was coming from the Eternal Father himself. Jesus is nodding yes, and Our Lady is coming over to him. She looks very sad at this time. Something must have happened drastically this evening, which we will probably find out about in time. Now, Our Lady is placing her fingers to her lips like this. My child and my children, there is not much more that I can say to you. My words have gone throughout the world, and how many have acted upon them? I come to you as a mother of peace, a mother of love. My tears have been shed upon you all. I will not give up the incentive to want to save every child upon earth. I shall wander to and fro wherever my voice can be heard and bring to the world the final message before the end of the age.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on October 6, 1988. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Bayside from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, my first testimony here is from Pennsylvania to Our Lady of the Roses. I want to thank Jesus and Our Lady of the Roses for so many favors. My husband had been away from the church for 40 years. He started going to church and does not miss Sunday Mass or Holy Days. He also started saying the rosary, which I had to teach him. He had forgotten. And in January, he was diagnosed with cancer. As soon as he found out, he put a rose petal on the area of the cancer. He started on medication, and within a week, he could feel the lump getting smaller. Today, he is free of cancer. Also, I want to tell you about my sister. She broke her shoulder and wrist. Her arm bone was pushed into the socket of her shoulder, which splintered. I gave her a rose petal and told her to put it on her shoulder. She did. And she and her husband both said the rosary. She said within a few seconds after they finished the rosary, they heard a great pop. When she went back to the doctor, he was amazed at how the bone came out of the socket and how well it was healing. He thought he would have to operate and put a pin in it. She said she knows that Our Lady of the Roses healed her. And I know it was Our Lady of the Roses that cured my husband. That's the end of that testimony. Now I have a testimony here from New Jersey to Our Lady of the Roses. The following three cures were granted to me after receiving the rose petal from Bayside. I took a stress test on a treadmill and was told by the doctor giving the test that the arteries around my heart were clogged and I would have to undergo an operation. However, he wanted a second opinion and another test was arranged at St. Vincent's Hospital, New York. The night before I entered the hospital, I was given a rose petal from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine in Bayside. Needless to say, I prayed with this rose petal, also went to confession and Holy Communion. When the doctor then gave me the results of the second test, he hardly knew what to say, except that something very lucky happened to me. Now my arteries were absolutely clear, and I was taken off medication entirely. I had been taking medication, starting with high blood pressure and pills, since 1978. Now I am free of medication. Sometime later, I was playing golf and swung so hard that I tore a muscle in my left chest. A lump formed the size of a golf ball. I went home and was dressing to go to the doctor when I remembered my rose petal. The following is exactly what happened. I took the rose petal in my hand and was placing it on my lump. As I said, "Dear God, please remove this lump." It vanished before I could even touch it with the rose petal, which I did anyhow. I was amazed, and I thanked God and Jesus and Mary. In April, I was informed by a doctor that my prostate gland was beginning to swell. By October, my bladder was completely blocked, and my back ached so badly I could walk only with difficulty. Elimination of waste fluid was impossible. Without hesitation, I placed my rose petal upon my bladder and asked Jesus and Mary to remove this evil from me. Again, I was relieved of my affliction instantly. I am particularly grateful for the third healing because my father suffered from rectal cancer for 10 years and died at 68 years of age. I will be 66 years old, and I'm doing fine. I am absolutely sure that the rose petal, blessed by Jesus and Mary, cured my ailments. And that is signed. That's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. And time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Thank you.